the Baal was made for the neder of his wife, and the father was not nefeya, and then the Isha ate the neder, ate of the kikya. After the afore was made by the Baal, she will not be chayav mismalkes. Because true, it's necessary to have the annulment by both, but the annulment by both is necessary in order to nullify the neder completely. But in order to diminish the neder, the intensity of the neder, to make the iser less serious so that he will not be chayav malkes, the afore of one is enough. So according to our Gemara, even if the afore by one is dead by the Baal, the Yerushalmi has the same abaye, but the Yerushalmi says it's a pshites. If the Baal was mefeya, and the father was not mefeya, and then the Isha ate of the kikea, so then since the Baal was not mefeya at all, only the Baal, she is certainly chayav as malkes. Not like our Gemara. When does the Yerushalmi raise the abaye in a case where it was the other way around? If the father was made there and the Baal not, then the Yerushalmi raises an abaye. But if the Baal was made there and the Av not, then certainly it goes without any question. So she's chayav mismalkes. So what do we see from the Yerushalmi? So from the Yerushalmi we can deduce one thing, that even though they are both shutvin in the aforas aneder, and the neder cannot be nullified except through the annulment by both, but there is a fundamental difference. The av has jurisdiction over the neder of his wife, because suppose she didn't get married, she's a gnui. So then the av has the sole jurisdiction over the nidorim of his daughter. So the av has the jurisdiction over the neder of his wife, and it is the av who nullifies the neder of his daughter. The Baal does not have jurisdiction. Now, I mentioned last time, on Tuesday, I mentioned that according to all Rishonim, except that this was Reed, so the halacha is that the norus cannot be made fair in neder even when the Ahusi is a Yisene, or even when the Ahusi is a Begres, who has no Rishusa. That is, Yisrid is the only Rish in Israel. Alright, he's a Yochid. But all the other Rishenim, they say that a Norus cannot be made fair by himself, the Nidorim of his Ahuso, even if the Ahusi is a Yisene, has no father. Or even if the Ahusi is a Begres, so it is just like Yisene, I mean, if she's a Begres, so she's not Rishusavir. So we see that as far as the Orus is concerned, so it's not that the Orus does not have sole jurisdiction because there is an Av. Even in Seine, where there is no Av, so the Orus cannot know. According to all the Sheikh, except it is different. But Mashaikin, the Av, until she becomes Mekodeshes to an Orus, so he has the sole jurisdiction. So the Yerushalmi Shita is that even if she is Nisarso, but after all the Aloche, the general principle is that a woman goes out Meshusavir only through Nisui. Through Eres, she doesn't go out Meshusavir. So Mimele, even vis-a-vis an Aruso, it is the Av who nullifies the Neder. But there is a special Zeres HaKosim that the nullification by the Av, the Aforo of the Av, has to be ratified. It has to be confirmed by the Baal. But the Baal's role is only a role of ratifying, of corroborating, confirming the afore by the Baal. Not, but who in final analysis annuls the neder is that. Because he has jurisdiction, the Orus does not have jurisdiction. The moment she becomes Nisuo, then Enosu acquires jurisdiction. But until Nisuin, he doesn't have jurisdiction. He only has a keach to be mi'akiv. In other words, his ratification, his confirmation of the abs afore is indispensable towards the effectiveness of the afore of that. So then you ask, if the role of the Baal is only of confirming, so then the Baal should be able to do it only after the afore of the Av. But the halacha is, it doesn't make any difference who makes the hafara first. So that's no kashe. There's the gzeras hakosuv, that the ratification, the confirmation of the hafara of the av can take place even in advance, even before the av does it. But the role of the, according to Yerushalmi, so the role of the baal is not to annul the neder, but to confirm the nullification and the annulment of the neder by that. So Mimele, the Yerushalmi says, that if the baal was meifer and the father was mikayim, so the Yerushalmi says, not mikayim, sorry. If the baal was meifer and the father didn't do anything, he wasn't meifer. So then, and the ishe ate of the kikeah, so then she's chayev malkus. Because after all, what was done? There was no parshla for either. Because the whole role of the baal is not to be meifer. It's not to be meifer. It's only to confirm. But if there is no afore by the av, there is nothing to confirm. So Mimele she says the Hayyavis Malkis. When is the Abaye? The Abaye is if the father was Mayfair. So, and the ratification and confirmation by the Baal is lacking. So then it's Nabaye. Then the Yerushalmi is Nabaye. Whether it is she's still Hayyavis Malkis, because without the confirmation by the Baal, so the neder is intact, or no. Maybe it's already undermined and weakened, so the intensity of the Yisr is reduced. So mainly there is no malchus. There's the Yerushalmi. The Rashbo agrees with that lomdes of the Yerushalmi, that the primary mayfair is the av, and the baal safore is only mi'akev. It's mi'akev to the annulment of the neder. But who is the one who, in final analysis, notifies the neder, the one who has jurisdiction over the nidorim of his daughter? That is the father. So the Rashba holds that our Gemara also agrees with this principle. But there is one point of difference between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. The Yerushalmi holds that inasmuch as the role of the Baal is only to be ma'akev in the effectiveness of the afor of the av, so the mele, it cannot even, he's incapable, the baal by himself, even of weakening the neder. And our Gemara holds, no, Miklash Kolish. So since he has a certain jurisdiction over the nidorim of his wife, the Orus, let it be, because as on the basis of ratification, of confirming. But his ratification is indispensable towards the effectiveness of the authority of the Av. So Mimele, that in itself gives him a power to reduce the intensity of the neder. That is the lomdes of the Bavli, according to the Rashba. So Mimele, the Rashba says as follows. If let's say the father was meifer and the baal was mikayim, and then the baal was nishal, and then the baal was meifer, so it will not be necessary for the father to make a new afore, because it's a gloria milsele mafreya. It's a gloria milsele mafreya that there was no akome. There was no akome. But when does the Gemara say, when the baal was made, and then the father was mikayim, so since the baal has the role only of confirming and ratifying the afore of the av, and the av. So since the av was mikayim the neder, so Mimele, even though it was nekal mafreya, this akome, but since the role of the father of the baal is only to confirm, so Mimele, So Mamele, if the Av is Mikayi, so it's not Chayach to say it's confirmed. So Mamele, it becomes Bot. Ochename, Dafke Bishiki Moab, Vitaimele Fishahu Akeach Abal, Vinaforose Klum, Elo Kisho Yoav Rolofi, Shinabal Mifero Bishutves. What do you mean about Mamele Bishutves? It means that his whole role is only to ratify. So the male, if the father was Mikayim, so that afore becomes bottle, even though later on is Nisha Chochem Tzigoy Mils Mafrei that the Akome had no effect. But since Bishayte there was no collaboration of the Av, so the male is not Shayach to say that he can confirm it. How can you confirm when at Bishayte that Daf said that he's made? Now, this is the shite of the Rashi. Now then there is another shite. Now we see that there is another Rishi who mentions that shite, that the role of the Baal, even according to our Gemara, according to Yerushalmi, it goes without saying that the role of the Baal is only to ratify and to confirm the afar of the Av. But even according to our Gemara, that's Rabbi Elazar Mamitz. Now, the Rabbi Elazar Mamitz in Shimon Kubetz says, it's on the Gemara of Megas Gaius and Mikdash Kodesh. Now, let's turn first to the Gemara. Rav Samaches. Iboil, Baal Megas Gaius and Mikdash Kodesh. Samaches Amdal. Hei rekom Iboile, kein dinotro mitrein zeisim, vishom haorus veifel. The Ochlas. I am going to make this guy in Slakshe. I am going to make this guy in Surabal. So what does the Gemara say? Nodron mitrein zeisim. So the Ran points out, what does it mean? Nodron mitrein zeisim. Because even though minastam, so if somebody takes an eder, so he's chayav malkes, even if he eats mashu, even less nekazais. But there is one man domar of Pope in Shvues who says that even by neder, so he's only chayev if he eats kazayis. So Memele the Gemara says, "Kein dinotro mitrei zeisim, v'shom ha'orus ve'eifel lo v'ochlaso." In other words, our Gemara has reference to a case where the Isha made an asat ikikea, and she spelled it out, or according to Rav Popi, even if she didn't spell it out, it is considered as if she spelled it out. She spelled it out that she should be also to eat at least the kazayis. A kazayis of the kikah. So less than a kazayis, she didn't ask her. Less than a kazayis. Can you not draw me train this? We show my orus way fellow. We are close. And then after the orus was made fair and the avnat, she ate two kazayis. If she ate only one kazayis, then it goes without saying that she's not chayav smalkes. But if she ate two kazayis, in order to be chayav, you must eat one kazayis of his. So, but there was a fora by one, by the Baal. I am rino megas gai slak. I am rino miklash kolish. I sure bi aom ehu. So then the Gemara says that according to Mishama it's megas gai, according to Mishilel it is miklash kolish. But if we say megas gai, then it means that they are shutfim. That they are shutfim in the neder. And each one nullifies half of the nether. Half of the nether. Now the nether was not to eat a kazayis of that kikya. Any kazayis, any one kazayis of that kikya. If we say megas guys, so the bar by making the afore, so that means it is half mufer, half not mufer. Half mufer, half not mufer. So the mele, if it's half mufer and half not mufer, so it is like the Gemara in Ashaleach in Gittin, that if the Yisroel and Akum were Shutfim and Esode in the Eretz Yisroel, now Gidule Akum is Potter of Tomas Amayisres, Gidule Yisroel is Chayim Tomas Amayisres. So suppose a Yisroel and an Akum were Shutfim and Esode, and then you had Peres. So one time it says Tevul Vechul Murovim Zemezeh. So Rashi explains it in Ashaleach in Gittin that means each chitom. So every piece of the peres is half tevel and Hefchel. Hefnatel. So here too, if we say Megas Gais, there are two Shutvim. So the two Afores together annul the whole Neder. But one Shutev, if he is made fair, so it nullifies half of Neder. What does it mean? It nullifies half of Neder. So that means that half of that Kikea is Heter, and half of that Kikea is Isa. What it means half? It's not that you can take a knife and cut it into two halves and say, this half is the Heter, and this half is the Isa. I mean, why should we say that this half? So it means that every piece, every particle, every piece of the Kikea that the Isha asked after one of the Shutvim was Meifei, so every particle is half Heter and half Isa. So Mimele, if she eats only one Kazais, two, she asked only one Kazais, but she has to eat one Kazais of Isa, not one Kazais of Heter. If she eats only one Kazais, so every piece in that Kazais is half Isa, half Muter. So how much Isa is there? Half Kazais Isa. And half Kazais Heter. So the Rashba and the Meiri say, so it's Chotishio. So the Meiri is not high Malkis. But if the woman will eat two Kazaisim, so then she will be Chayeves. This is if we say Megas Gais. And if we say Midrash Kolish, so Yisure Ba'almehu. Yisure Ba'almehu. If we say Miklash Kolish, so then it means that it's not that one of them is Meifeya the whole Neder. That one of them is Meifeya, is Meifeya half Neder. It means that each one can be Meifeya the Neder. But since the other one can also be Meifeya the Neder, so Meile, that means, so it's like a Din Sofik. There's the Pshat in Miklash Kolish. It's like a din sofik, like binashmoshes. The Ritvo in Yume says that memches, memzayim memches, that it's not a sofik of Chesom Yediyeh. It's not that Chachomim didn't know, but it's a din sofik because binash it partakes of two antithetical aspects of day and night. So mainly it's both. But one he says to the other, so mainly it's a din sofik. It's a din sofik. So here too, if we say megas gais, so that means that everyone has have jurisdiction over the Neder. If we say Miklash Kolish, so then it means that everyone is made for the whole Neder. But since the other one can also be made fair, so Mimele, when one is made fair, it is Mufer and it's not Mufer. Just like Minash Moshes, it is Yei and it is Lilo, just as Andreganes. He is Izochon and he is Nekevo. But how can it be two things that are says to each other? That negate each other. So is it in Sofik? So here too, if we say Miklash Kolish, so it means that the Baal Safore by himself and not the Neder. But there is an Av, so Memele, so it is not an old, but it is an old. Because after all, each one has jurisdiction of the Neder. So it is a Neder, it's a Neder Amufor, and it's a Neder Sheili Mufor. Not Hef was Mufor. So Memele, even if she ate to Gzeisim, she still took Malkis. I mean, this is, I think this is the Pshat in Miklash Kolish. In Miklash Kolish. Now, so the Gemara says, according to Bishamai, it's Megas Gais, according to Bisil, it's Miklash Kolish. Then the Gemara says, my Toshma. So this whole price, we cannot go over the whole price. So then the last bove of that price is, Shoma Ovi Oveifelo. That's at the top of Samachtes Amadalot. Chizerov umifachel kishal bar. Umifachel kishal bar. Omer Abnos Nehebe in Divrei Bishamai. Bisil leimrim en yochel ofi. Shmam lo Bishamai Megas Gais le Bisil Miklash Kolish. Now let's not discuss all the pshatim. But let's say the main pshat. The pshat of Moses. So according to Bishamai, if the father was Mefe, and then lo hispik abal shmeyan, the Baal died. So according to Bishamai, the chilek the Bishamai holds Megas Gais. So mele, if it's Megas Gais, so when the father was Mayfair his chilek, so one half of the Neder is an old, the other half of the Neder is not an old. Is not an old. And since there is aloche of Makish Kitme Abai Shni or Kitme Abai Rishino, so in this case where the Baal died, So the the Av steps into the shoes of the Baal and the Yarshins, the Keach Haba. Now the Baal had the Keach to be Mayfair. Now here he did not manage to be Mayfair in his lifetime. But the father was Mayfair in his lifetime, his chelik. The Baal was not Mayfair, his chelik. So Mimele, according to Bishamai, since one half of the nether is intact, so Mimele, it's Nisrek no Le'av. And he has to be Chazer Le'av or Mayfachel Kishabal. Hey, name him Bishamai. But Bishilim, Rimin Yochel Ophir. Why? Because Mitlish Kodesh. So that means when the father was Mayfair, he didn't just annul half a nether. He annulled the whole nether. But it is mufair and it is not mufair. So it partakes of two antithetical aspects. The nether exists and the nether does not exist. It exists because one of the shutfim was made for it, so it was made for it completely. But at the same time, the other shutfim was not made for it. So it's not mufair at all. So in one sense, it's not mufair at all. In another sense, it's mufair completely. It's like Benash Moshe's. So Mimele, since the nether is not, is semi-existent and is existent and non-existent, so Mimele, there cannot be any Yerushim. There cannot be any Yerushim. So since there cannot be any Yerushim, so Mimele, we don't say Nisraik, no. So there is no way of nullifying the nether completely. This is a Konik B'Zeh. This is what the Gemara says. Now, the Rabbeinu Elazar meets in the Shin Kuvet says, in regard to this Abai, where the Maker's guy is from Miklash Kolish, and that Gemara, that's a lesson means. Aim a rabbi. Midikom a boy on a bar on Megas guys. The Gemara mentions an example where Vishomaor was Nefala. So the Ran says, the Ran, the Rajbo, the Torah Deen, Shomaor Vehefala. The same Shire. But a pleasant meat says no. Only when is there an Abaye where the Megas guys or Miklash Kolish, that is only when the Baal was made. Mikoboyle Baal Megas Gaish, Maminon de Biof, Pshita Lady Megas Gaish, Tloikora mi Kore, Kimefa Shaloi Bishitvis. The old Omari Bissilon Miklish Kolish, Pires Limotino Afora Saav Liklishus, the Likoya Bimokim Baal the Kolish, Hirhad Afora Achin and Mikia Habal Kasi. So Blessed Mimit says that the whole Abaye where the Megas guy is from Miklash Kolish, and then the Gemara says it's a machlekes between Bisham and Bisil, according to Bishama, it's Megas guy, it's called Bisil, it's Miklash Kolish. That's only vis a vis the Baal. But vis a vis the Av is certainly Megas guys. He says, Luigora, Hoav, Luigora Mikore, Kimei Vashloi Bishitris. Because the Av has sole jurisdiction over the Nidorim of his daughter until she gets married. So when she gets married, so then she becomes subjected to the jurisdiction of another person, of the Baal. But so Mimele, that the jurisdiction of the Baal can only reduce the keach lav to the extent of one half, but not to the extent of the whole thing. If until she gets married, she becomes miskudeshes. So the Av has sole jurisdiction, 100% jurisdiction. So then, when she becomes miskudeshes to a Norus, so the jurisdiction is reduced. Reduced how much? 50%? Not more than 50%. So Mimele, lechol apoches, to the extent of 50%, he can annul the nether completely to the extent of 50%. So the Abaye of the Gemara is only vis-a-vis the Baal. Since the Baal doesn't have an Anos, since Anos never enjoys sole jurisdiction, never. I mean, in other words, the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Mitz is not like the Tesis Seyid, it's like the other Shita. So Anos never enjoys exclusive sole jurisdiction. But here he enjoys joint jurisdiction with Dav. So the Shaila is, maybe it's not Migas Gais, it's only Miklash Kodesh. But as far as Dav is concerned, everybody agrees, even Bisilal, that it's Migas Gais. That it's Migas Gais. This is what he says. So then the Kashi is, so there is a Gemara Mefureshes Neged Rav Elazar Mamitz, because the Gemara says, Mai Toshma, so then the Gemara is patient that this Shaila, whether Migas Gais or Miklash Kodesh, is totally machlokes between Bisham and Bisilal. So Bishamai says, Shoma Ovi Oveifel Ovo Yispikabal Yishmei Yachmei Zahav Yachmei Yichoy Zahav Mifachel Kishal Baal. So Hein Hein Divo Bishamai O Bisil Imen Yochel Ofer Shmamen O Bishamai Migas Gais Li Bisil Miklash Kolish. So the Gemara says Li Bisil Miklash Kolish. And here we are dealing with the capacity of the Av to be made fair. What does Bisil say? That is Shoma Avi of Eifal of Lizkabal Ishmeya. So he ain't Chizor Av of Meifel Chalkishal. So we see Al Gemorim Fureshes that even vis a vis the Av, we still say Miklash Kolish. So he has that Kasha against himself. So he says the Pshat is the Odo Amal Bisil and Miklash Kolish Pirish Limatinu Haforas Av Liklishus Vulikoyabim Kimbal the Kolish Heichad Afora Achrine Mikhechabal Kasha. So he says the pshat in this Gemara is different. When the Gemara says lebisil miklash kolish, it doesn't mean that lebisil it's not megas, the av is not megas guys. The av is megas guys. But since the role of the baal is basically different from the role of the av, the role of the av is that of nullifying the neder. The role of the Baal is just to ratify the hafore of the Av, not to nullify, just to ratify, to confirm. So mainly it's not shayach to say nisreikno. What does nisreikno mean? Nisreikno means that the Av yarshis, he inherits the schus of the Baal. So mainly in the case of Shoma Bailu, Vehefelo, Velo Yispiko of Yishmeya, Ache Meisabal, Zui Shishoninu, Meisabal Nisrikno Nishuslam. So according to Rav Elazar Mamitz, it's not Aloha of Yerushi. According to the Ram, this Aloha of Nisrikno is a din of Yerushi. Not Yerushi's moment, but I mean that he acquires the Schusim of the Baal. According to the Rav Elazar Mamitz, the Pshat in Nisrikno Rishus Le'av, which is deduced from the droshe of Makish Kid Me Havaya Shnio, the Kid Me Havaya Rishaino, so this droshe is only declaratory of the principle that the role of the Baal is not the role of a Mefer. Only to confirm. In other words, he's Miakiv in the effectiveness of the Afore of the Av with his confirmation. In other words, as long as he fails to ratify the hafore of the Av, so the hafore of the Av is not Chav. So the role is a role of a ratifier, not of a nullifier of the nether, but of a ratifier. So Mimele, so in other words, his ratification is Miyaki, the effectiveness of the hafore Av. So when can the balance ratification be Miyakev? That is only the Baal certification can be Miyakev only if the Baal is alive. But if the Baal is not alive, so then it's not Miyakev. So mainly in the case, Shoma Bailo Vehefelo, Veloyispiko of Vishmei Achimeisa Baal. So in other words, the Baal is dead, and before he died, he already ratified the Neder. Then I mean they ratify the afoy, the future afoy of the Av. So Mimele Zui Shishaninu Meisabal Nisrika Rishislav. Mashaink in the case of Shema Ovia Behefelo, Velo Yispil Abal Shmeya, Achemeis, so the father was already Mayfair. The father was already Mayfair. And in this case, the ratification by the Baal was not supplied in the lifetime. in the lifetime of the Baal. So Mimele, the ratification by the Baal is lacking. You see, the Ran says, in the case of Shoma Bailo ve Hefelo, Velo Yispikov Lishmei Ache Meis HaBaal, Zuy Sheshaninu Meis HaBaal, Meis HaBaal, Nisrek No Rishus Le'av, that it's, we have to resort to Yerusha, because according to the Ran, so the even the Chilek HaBaal, the Aphoria of the Chilek HaBaal, that the Baal was Mayfair in his lifetime, is also bottled with his death. But the Rabbi Elazar Mitz doesn't agree with the Ran, that when someone is Mayfair and then he dies, so his Aphoria becomes bottled and Afreya. The Rabbi Elazar Mitz doesn't agree with that. So according to Rabbi Elazar Mitz, in the case of Shoma Bailo Ve'Hefelo, will he speak of Lishmei HaChemeis HaBaal, so even though the Baal died, but the Aphoria of the Baal, the ratification by the Baal, is not bottled. So the Meila we say, Zuyi Sheshaninu, Meisa Baal is like Moshe's love. That's the pshat in the Gzeras HaKosuf, that the Baal is only a ma'akiv. The ratification by the Baal is only ma'akiv in the effectiveness of the Aphoris Av. So the Meila in this case, where the ratification of the Baal took place before the Baal died, so there is nothing missing. So Mimele, it's Nisraik Norishus Lab. Not that it's a din of Yerushim. Basheikin, in the case of Shoma Ravir of Evelo, will he speak about Ishmeya, Achemeis, so the Baal did not ratify as yet. The Baal did not ratify as yet. So what should we say? That it's Nisraik Norishus Lab, and he should step in the shoes of the Baal, and he should ratify. So this is what Rabbi Elazar Mitz says. An av can only annul in Eder. He cannot ratify in Eder. That's not the role of an av. So Mimele, it's in Yochel Ofer. It's in Yochel Ofer. So this is what the Gemara means. Not that Lepisil and Miklash Kolish, that even vis-a-vis the av, it's Miklash Kolish. No, vis-a-vis the av, it's Megas guys. But he says Lebisila is Miklash Kolish. In other words, the function of a Baal is only to confirm. So this is a relatively weak function. So Mele, that cannot be taken over by the Av. The Av's role is to be made fair, not to ratify. This is what he says. Behold, the Omar Lebisil and Miklash Kolish, Pirish the Matila for us of Miklishus, the Likoya the Mokin Baal, the Kolish, Hechada for Achina Mikha Baal Kasia, because here, if you'll have to step in the shoes of the Baal, it will be for the purpose of ratifying. He cannot ratify. The Baal can ratify, the Av cannot ratify. All right, now, so we see that according to Reb Elazar Mitz, so if we say that according to Bisila, that he says Miklash Kolish, so it's only Miklash Kolish Ligabe the Baal, but Ligabe the Av, it's Megas guys. So then we have a very strange phenomenon here. Now, how should it seem, according to common sense, that the keach of the Av is much more than the keach of the Baal? Because after all, the keach of the Av is to be a maven. The keach of the Baal is only to ratify. So the keach Av is merubeh mikeach Baal. But since we must come to this strange paradox, that according to Reb Elazar Mitz, So Aliva de Bisilel, who says Miklash Kolish, Aliva de Bisilel, who says Miklash Kolish, so it is Miklash Kolish only vis-a-vis the Baal, but vis-a-vis the Av, so it is Megas guys. Now the Gemara has in that Abai, the Gemara says, Baal Megas guys and Miklash Kolish. Here come in Boilen, can you not draw me three Zaysin? Not only three Zaysin, we show my always name fellow, Vachlasu. I am going to make us guys is lucky. I am going to Miklash Kolish is Surah Baal. So if we say Miklash Kolish, so then there is no Malkis. And if we say make us guys, There is Malkus. So according to Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, since according to Bisila, it's Miklash Kolish, but it's only Miklash Kolish. Rabbi Lezer Mimitz says, Ligabei the Baal, but Ligabei the Av, so it's Migas guys, so we have a strange phenomenon. In other words, if, let's say, an Ishe to Kineder, not to partake an Achille, a Kazayis of that Kikea, And then the Baal was Meifei, whose role is a relatively weak role, the Baal's. I mean, relative to the father, so the role of the Baal is a secondary role, not a primary role. So if an Isha took an Eder, not to partake of a Kikea, not to eat of a Kikea, and then the Baal was Meifei, the father not. And then after the Baal was made fair, the father not being made fair. So the Isha ate took Zaysim. So she's potter of Malkus. She's two of Malkus. But if an Isha took in Eder not to partake of the Kikea, and then the father was made fair, whose role is a primary role, not a secondary role. Not a secondary role. So, and the father was made fair. The father was made fair. And then and the Baal was not made fair. And then the Isha took Zaysim of that Kikea. So then the Isha will be Chayeves Malkus. Isn't that strange? I mean, if the Baal is the one who made fair, and the father remained passive, and then the Isha took Zaysim, so it's Miklash Kolish. So it undermined the intensity of the Averet. But if the father was made fair, the one who has the primary jurisdiction over the Neder, if he was made fair, and the Baal not, and then the Isha, he took Zaysim, so then the Isha will be Chayeves Malkus. So on the contrary, so it means so, Shekeach HaBaal Merube, Mikeach HaAv, how could it be when the role of the Baal is only a secondary role, only to confirm the Afar, and the primary role is played by the Av? So it seems to me that even though that is not mentioned explicitly in the Shemin Kobetzes, but that if it's mistaken, that if the function of ratifying, the capacity to ratify or not to ratify, gives him enough authority to undermine with his afore alone the intensity of the Yisrael so that there shouldn't be any Malkus, so it's a matter of logic that the power to annul, even though it has to be coupled with a ratification by the Baal, certainly that in itself should give the father the authority to undermine and weaken the Neder. But when the Rabbi Lezer Mimitz says that relative to the Av, it certainly Megas guys, so it means that relative to the Av, it certainly Megas guys to the extent of one half of the Neder. But in respect to the other half, so what the Baal can do, the Av can also do. So Mimele, if we say when Rabbi Lezer Mimitz says that there is no Shaila that relative to the Av, it's Megas Gais, it means it's Megas Gais relative to one half. It's Megas Gais. So in other words, one half of the Neder is completely annulled. Not its existent and non-existent. Not its insufficient. But in respect to the other half, so if we say Miklash Kolish, So then, if we say Miklash Kolish, so relative to the Baal, so the whole thing is only Miklash Kolish. The whole thing is Miklash Kolish. But relative to the Av, so one half is certainly completely annulled. And the other half of the Neder, is undermined. So maybe we are not faced with this paradoxical phenomenon. All right, I mean, we'll leave it here. All right, we're up to the Gemara, Daf Samar Zayin, Amid Aleph. Daarom was er weer bij een film bereid. We know it. How do we know? That Naram Rosso also requires the authority of both, the father and the horse. Omar Rabbi Omar Krov, im hoye sir lish, und dorer omer, mikam li Naram Rosso, she viu bailo mi firin dorer. Osir yish and dorer oleo oy miftas vosel asher osra nafsho vishom ayisho v'yim shomei v'achish lo v'komim dorer v'esara asher osra nafsho yokum. So the posik v'im hoy osir yish has reference to meros mikan li nara meros shavir ba'al mfirin dorer. So how is it mentioned here? The Torah doesn't say about the father. She says, "Vimoyo siyel yish in the real olam v'vaseh asher osan afsho v'shama yish abiyim shami v'achish lo v'kom in the real v'vaseh asher osan afsho yikomu." So, and then the Torah says, "Vimbiyim shmei yisho yoni yisho v'ifras nidra asher olam v'smith v'vaseh asher osan afsho v'nishem yislach lo." So, in these psukim, the Torah only mentions that the Oros has jurisdiction, but how do we know that the father too has jurisdiction? So because the Torah employs the Vov. Vimhoyo siyalish, so in other words, so this vov is mechabea, is meisif aliyah and rishin. And it means, now in the previous psukim, the preceding psukim, the Torah speaks of the jurisdiction that is possessed by father over his daughter, who is a pnuye. So here the vov is mechabea, it's vov meisif aliyah and rishin, and it means that in case she is an aruso, then both have jurisdiction, the Orus and the father. So it's Vov Meisiv Aliyah and Rishin. So Vomar Kro Vimo Yisir Yish in the Reo Leo Mikan Lama Oso Shal Vir Bayim Tur in the Reo. So Gemara asks, Ei Mehai Kro Bin Isuya Ksiv? How do you know that Vimo Yisir Yish has reference to the Aruso? Maybe it has reference to a Nisuo, to Nisuo. So the Gemara says, "Imi shemisuo kroachin eksiv." So the other pasuk, "V'im beisishon odoro yischo yisrael nafsho bishvuo." So that pasuk deals, the pasuk further deals with nisuo, but the pasuk "Imo yosia liish" before the pasuk of beisishon odoro, so it must deal with arus. "Imi shemisuo kroachin eksiv beisishon odoro." So the Gemara asks, maybe both psukim, the posik of the Beisishon Odoro has reference to Nisuo, and the posik, the previous posik, Vimoyasi Elish, also has reference to Nisuo. But then, why does the Torah have to mention it twice? V'chitei metrei kroi bin su yelomeli, limeima shein abal meifa bikedmi. So the Gemara says, V'lav mimele shema espinei. So, why do he, so, he says, now let's go over the Rav. V'naram rosa dovio bailo mefiri nidorel. We know, Omar Rabbi Omar Krov im hoye siyalish, mikan li naram rosa shovio bailo mefiri nidorel. Nira li dochekona, dichim di linsu yeksiv klachine, dahin in beisi shenodoro, kinim forosh li kamon, al kochin hay baruse misuk. Ditrei kroye bin su elomar. V'chiv di baruse misukem al kol chon isol meimah di vov meisiv aliyah and rishin di liu minei ksiv adi shem yislach lo kein yovio eiso ubas li ksiv v'im b'yem shmei ha'isha yon eiso. So in other words, so in the previous psukim tell us that the father has jurisdiction, but they are the Torah has reference to a pnuyo. So now because of the vov meisiv aliyah and rishin, the kavonis ha'Torah is that both have jurisdiction. Leima shavu yo bailam filderel v'osa shape barus dechiv di barus olu yotzal meshusov dinu do leif rachus orus lechudei val kochoch namochis lemeima di loi amrinom vov meisiv aliyah and rishin v'orus lechudei meiva. But we have to say vov meisiv aliyah and rishin. In other words, once vov meisiv aliyah and rishin, because if we don't say vov meisiv aliyah and rishin, that means that the Kavonis HaTorah is that the Oros himself has told.
But you can be pushing also who got there. We hold a matzah, we push a minzah, we make it. Eva had been called in Zirksu. Lema di baal echude meiva. Di baal meiva, di baal meiva, di baal meiva. Loi amrino. Elo ki muche toi ohe. So if we apply it to Ahuto, then we have to say, vok meiva yu nish. But if we apply it to the Zohar, then we don't say, vok meiva our yu nish. Wie mit dem Arute, Muche zu dich finden, aber die Zuhel und Muche zu all, aber Rabe, wie du, die Baal der Chude Meifa, die Chiven, die Idee ist schon, wenn du auf die Ohren schützt vor, so once we say, that the Tosik is reference to the Zuhel, then we cannot say, what we call it, because the Zuhel, so that the Arab has no Jews, there has no Jews over the Zuhel. Hier kach nehmen die Zuhel, Baal der Chude Meifa, und Baal der auf der Chude Meifa, der Baal der Chude Meifa, der Baal und man hat alle direkte Ruck mit dem Isur. Die Binsur kriegt Koachine, die Besiche noch doch. Und drei Kreue. Lomolik, wo ich so kann eigentlich mit Korrel, hat das vor, ich will zu Kileki. Wer ihm ist dabei, Binsur. Aber war Rute, mit so einem Spaufau. But then, the question of Isaac is, why do the Torah have to mention in Tuk-Tukim about Isur? Wir sind mit drei Kreue, Lomolik, 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 und auch hat das Spiel kommt, wie Gott sagt, wenn die Sische noch da, lasst mich noch, schien Abbau mit das Nidorin, schien Kiegmüller, kein dem Schenoss, kein dem Schenoss, haben wir, wenn man es ist, haben wir mehr Schmerzen, it's not necessary, wie der Torah, should mention both to keep, to advise us, dass in Abbau mit das Bekenntnis, die Liebe ist sicher eine gute Sache, die Maßnahmen, die Bau mit das Bekenntnis, because even if the Torah didn't mention it twice, if the Torah has mentioned just the Pasuk, the latter Pasuk, of the Sishon Hazor. So what does this imply in the Sishon Hazor? The Sishon Hazor, that the Baal has jurisdiction over those Nidorim that were taken in the base, in the base Sishon. Mashalikim became me before she got married. Not so, why does the Torah have to mention Tuk-Tukim? So even the Torah had just mentioned the Pasuk of the Sishon Hazor without mentioning the Pasuk Vayesir. So then I would know that from the plain meaning implication of Beis Sishon Hazor, that only a Neder that was taken in Beis Sishon, not a Neder that was taken before she got married. So Memele, we cannot say that both took him deal with Yisroh, because it's not that it would be superfluous to mention to Yisroh about Yisroh. So obviously, the first passage of Hoyesie deals with Ahuso. And since he deals with Ahuso, so we say, Vog Moise Bal Mubishe, and the Kabbalah Sakot say that both have jurisdiction. All right. Now then, the Moise is another one. He brings in the boy is in it, Havaye Gdushma. Havaye Gdushma. Now, let's see the Rav. The boy is in Havaye Gdushma. Hilkach al-Kohoch limot samta de Baruto of the Chude Meisa. The Havaye Gdushma. Alme bina Ram Roso Sorba Viloi Sagibri of the Chude. Vichitene, Nei the Havaye Gdushma Shma. ניסו נאמע מאש מאד דעם וואס איז אמען די קיין די קאמעל אחי צע רוט און מייט די קרוד לאחי צע צו אַ טייבל אַ שלע הויט מיש ביש ניט אַל מא באיי נאמע ניסו מאש וואס אין דעם פוסט לו הויט מין דאס נאָט די קיין דאס גיט די קאמ ניסו צו א מען סו ווי זי דע דע לאש נא באיי קען איט רעפרנס אין דו אז וועל אַל באיי נאמע ניסו מאש יך די שכן נײמע די בייבי דושן בייבי אין סוינין או ביו ביו מפירן אידור אהו? רסק, די פשיטלו, די חייבי של ניסיין שוב אין או ביו וישויז בו ואי דורפי ואין בייסי של נדור עוד אמה באו מייפה לו אוי So the Gemara says that the Mokia for this Alokha that there is dual jurisdiction by the Baal and Daab is from the Pasuk Hoyesir. Now, so either, so according to the first portion, because we have to say Hoyesir has reference to Ahuso, not to Mitzvah, because if it would have reference to Mitzvah, So then we have took Sukkim by the Zohar, and that would be the first way. Or a second motion, because Holy Seer itself implies Eretz. All right. Now the Gemara has the Kashi, Eyob, Lechudim, Meifer. So, true, that Holy Seer has reference to Ahuto, but how do you know that it means Vod Meifer Palin and Rishon? And the Kavonis HaTorah is that the goat has dual jurisdiction. Maybe the father himself, Eile of the Chudaleif, Amir Alei, Yob the Chudaleif, Ahud the Kashrei. Yechid the Yotem, the Shisoof, the Yechid the Eliel, Bidinu the Matamisa. Avol almost lost. Oh, but so then the question arises, but we had here the Smichus of Imhoye Shie, who is the Bob, who Smichus said Imhoye Shie, Haile Leima, the almost Bob, the almost because of Rachmon Leima. So the Smichus of the Bob basic organization is only to advise us that the Ovus requires the Av, but the Av doesn't require the Ovus. So the Ovus, because of Rachmon Elima, so why does the Torah have to mention it altogether? The Ovus, because of Rachmon Elima, she in Haiti, Luka, Kidam Rinam Bisobo, Alei the Ovus. So the Av of God, so that was the significance of the Vov Meiti Palina Vishim is that Vov Meiti Palina Vishim is that the Ovus himself has certain jurisdiction. In other words, he can confirm the Neda. He can confirm the Neda. But who is the one who can be made for the Neda if it is not confirmed by the Ovus? So only that. Lord, the Rachman Leiva, she made him look at Ramir and Somuk Alei. The Abba Gab, because of Alei, the Moya Tiyo, the Ish, the Yom Shmeya, Isho, Yodi, and Isho, the Vepra, the Vepra. So how can we say that the Pshat is in the Potsi that the Father has jurisdiction in the Ovan Ahus? Not just pure jurisdiction. And the whole purpose of the Moya Tiyo, the Ish, Boya Tiyo, the Ish, is that the father, that the Ovus can be made, but Meifer he cannot be. Meifer he cannot be. Even together with the Av, he cannot be Meifer. He can only be making. But here the Torah proceeds and says, after Vohim Hoyas Yelish, so first it says, Vishoma, Isho Vishoma, Iver Hishlo Vikomun Yerheo. In other words, so that is expressive of the Halacha, that the Ovus has the keach to be made, to confirm, but then the Torah proceeds and says, v'im b'yei shmei ha'isho, yon ha'isho, v'eifer ha'tim ra'asho, v'eifer ha'tim ra'asho, v'eifer ha'asho, v'anishan nizbracho. So this protest says that the Ovus, not only does he have the authority to be making, he has the authority to be made for two, so how can we say that the whole purpose of the Bob Macy is to advise us that he can be making? No, the Torah says in the next passage that he can be made for two. So the next passage, the Torah says, Hudeit may be a shuse dori. The lovely midachine, the chizid lo yoto, me a shuso, ein lichol miske izboru, so we talk at the shul. So the pshat is, according to this Havam, the pshat in Potik Tez is not that he has the power to be Meifer. But the Torah says, Vivyei shmei ha'isho, yoni ha'isho, ve'hefer es nidra asher oleleo. They sneaked us for sale at Rosh Hashanah and Shem Yisrach law. So that way, if he is made there, so then, the Nether does not become come. But they came, if for the duration of the day, he will not be made there. So that me tell me that come, and the Ovus has the chaos to be made. Hadalei, so this is Gemara Tash. The Gemara Tarek is, in case, the Osro Yisea, the Isovio, Yani Iso. What means Isovio, Yani Iso? Globally, Hashtu Yishmei Mabu Mokim Orus, Meifer Ov Lechudei, Shaloi Bimokim Orus, Miboye. In the previous Sukkim, The Torah says, the Torah says, the Ospro Yisya, the Yisya Kishita Nedar Adishem, the Ospro Yisya B'Vishavi Obinorel, the Shomu Obiya Yisnitro. So, the Torah Asher Ospro Anapsho. So first the Torah says, the Echit Obiya, but then the Torah continues, the Nehli Obiya Yisya. So the Torah here tells it out in detail, that the father has the Keach to be Meisher and Nedar of the Baat that is in New York, who is not an Arusha. Now, in the halacha, in the pshat, in the pasuk is that the father can be made here by himself, has no jurisdiction, is more an Arusha, so it is superfluous to tell us that the father has sole jurisdiction over his Jew. Alright. Now the Rabbi. Hadalei. In Jain, what makes the Bishavir? Lomo Mishem, Amai Torah, Kol Hashmina, Bein Yitzviyo Mishrov, Lashmina Ocha Basakro, Dibroho Yatsiye, Vana Amine. Bimokino Mishrov, Bein Yitzviyo Mishrov, Bein Yitzviyo Mishrov, so the Torah didn't have to mention the previous Sukkim, just to mention this Pasuk of Dibroho Yatsiye, Pasuk Zion, and not the Pasuk, not the Pasuk Dalet and Hei, and Hei and Bo. Alright. Now then, Gimor has another card. Either of the boy Yahud, the Yahud Rehudim. Now the Gemara says, maybe, of the boy, if he's an Arusha, so then the Yahud says the soul jurisdiction. So, the Chitayim of, because of Rachmon and Romoli, so why is of mentioned here? The boy Yahud is the Mason. So the Gemara says, in case, so in other words, the Gemara is saying that we should say that the Pshat in Hoya Tia is that the Oros himself, the Oros himself has sold jurisdiction. So the Gemara says, in case the Shishan is all the Mai Tota, Kalmachena, Uma Bimokimav, Oros Meisel, Yehude, Shaloi Bimokimav, we both, the Shishan is all means that the Yeshua does not have any jurisdiction of the Father. Now, if the halacha is that he's not a Arusha, who is under the jurisdiction of the Father, so still the Arus can be made there. So a Baal who has exclusive jurisdiction, certainly, the boy. All right, now let's see that. אין מיר אויף בו אבל אומס צו פוטער איז מיר גאָט די מייד פון דער אייגענע קול נאר אמרוס פון יוסף פון מיט דאס רעדע דאָ קוכן צו די טאלס אויף די גוטע לייבט מיט דאס מאַפ איך וויל נישט די גיט איז גיין אדער אבער מיט מוס די קו די אומס צו יא די אויף די אויף צו פוי די גיט די טאלס אַ קול מאכן דאָ מייפ קיין די טאלס די קול דאָס אין טאלס נאר די שוט די גיט די קול דאָס קאָב האט די דאָס מייפ מאַפ וואָל די גוטע מייפ די שוט וואָס די אַב די רעדע יא מיט שמעק מיט דעם רישן מיט טייער so they will be sufficient in the place, in the place, in the place. Leva, in the place, 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 in the place. Elo, the Lumatino, in the place, in the place, in the place. Elo, the Yoche, a for a sad, because of Rachmona Romoli, the Chini Shechei, Kolecha, the Mukam, the Lord, the Midian, the Sagalot, the Neit, the Hoche, the Neit, the Mukam. Om Adrinon, in the case, the Shechei, the Dola Romoli, Kalachela, the Lumos, the Oma, the Hoche, the Leva, the Neit, of Racha, the Neit, when you come, the Holy Torah, all the Chivalry, 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 so it's not even necessary for the Torah to tell us, because Chivalry, the Chivalry, you're from your Chivalry, the 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 of the Chudim of the Meisa, you are fear that he came out for us with a real homily, wrestling through his way. He in years, the of, Elo Amai the Buchlan Apirche, Avalinian in Haitim Hukam, the Lemuchelon, look. So now the Gemara has the Kashe, Eime, in the Shisho, the Doro, Lema Ashen Abao Meisa, the Kegnin, the Kegnin, Uli Mutrui Bistrich, the Gemara says, no, so, Uminei, always pray for the gazing, and allow me to support it up. So, Mimele, it's a riot from that alone, that the Orus, by itself, does not have jurisdiction to be made for another. Uminei, Kalema, Mimai, the Amgadi, Baal, in the name of the gazing, Shmaino, Shainomus, Mesero, the Splotty of. Yov, which means the same thing. In Machma, Midoreo Leo. Midoreo, so you are Leo Kvo. So, because the Posse says, Vimoyo Siel Ish in Doreo Leo. So, Midoreo Leo implies that he already had Midori before he became an Arusha. And then, on the contrary, some the process, the musician of the door, so that the expression basic in the door implies the reverse, that only the Midorim that were taken the musician. So, the Midorim, the Reo Leo, the Reo Shoei Leo Lepro, they have the door with Meisea, the Loi Baal, Lav Mishim, it was the door, the Meisea Bechule, the Gabrov, like a Kedri. So in other words, since we see that in connection with Yisroel, the Torah says, in the Yisroel Adon, that became not an intellectual with Arusha, the Torah says, Undoheo Aleo, that is indicating, how is it conceivable that the Keach of the Old should be more than the Keach of the Nosu? The answer is, the reason is why the Old can be made indicating, whereas the Nosu not, because the Old is not made by himself, he's made jointly with the Av. And vis-a-vis the Av, there is no occasion. So the Mele, together with Av, can be made the little Midorim that was taken before she was without. The Lavish is what it is, the Mele Chuli, the Av, but the Kedin, came here to this night. Now, this is the Ramsha, and probably the Pshat of Moses, and the Lord explains it this way, Kedin explains it this way, but Rashi here doesn't explain it this way. And Rashi explains, we went over this Rashi. So the Ram and the Rosh and Tesleth, they explain Kedini, Midori, that were taken by the Aruto before she was Misalta. But Rashi explains Kedini, not Midori, that were taken by her before the Dushi, but the Midori that were taken after Dushi. And it's called Kedini because it's taken to the Mitsui. Bismanchi Aruto, always later the Kedini, the three of Bismanchi Aruto, Ruinistus of the Shute, Echemot Leif on the Chute, Bahan Midori, Shenodro, Kishoista Aruto, Ella, Haid Oros Meisea, Mishim Shitre Tegav, Gimeza Bade, Avol Oros Lechute, Vada Lumot Meisea. So the Rai means, Sin Seba, cannot be Meisea Midori, the Dimitro, his wife took after the Dushi, but before the Mitzui. And Emorot, can be Meisea, Kedini, what is it called Kedini? Midori that he took after the Eretz. So, why can an Orus be Meisea Midori that he took after the Eretz? And a Baal cannot be Meisea, the Midori that he took after the Eretz and prior to the Midori? The answer is because the Orus is Meisea together with the Av. That's why he can be Meisea together with the Av. Midori that he took after the Dushi, but Midori that he took prior to the Dushi, according to Rashi's Pshat, cannot be. So, and then, the Meir mentioned that says that the Noah cannot be made there together with the Av, Midori, that he took before the Dushi. So the question is raised, what is the Gemara before I said? The answer is, they'll explain the Gemara the way it has it. It's Machma from the Russian Rambam that he agrees with Rashi, not with the Sheet of Moses. First of all, the Rambam doesn't mention that the Noah is made of Satan. If the Rambam Sheet had been like that, he should mention it, he should spell it out. But then there is a view from the Russian Rambam. In the Tzidalev Yochet Midor, Haloche Chotalo, the Chain Abar, Asset Mikonis Kiyosuse, Eidolo, Kol Midorim Shenodav, Mishirastu, I mean, that's the mixture. But the Rambam mentions one extra word that is not mentioned in the Mishnah. V'chein ha-baal atel yikon Yisrael yishisei. Al yikon Yisrael yishisei. Eim alo, kol yidomim shen edal, mishri yiratikich, atel yikon yishisei yishisei, that extra word is not mentioned in the Gemara. But the Rambam mentioned it. So why did the Rambam mention Mishiratzich? Derech Talmid HaChachamim. So, Derech Talmid HaChachamim, so he said, Mishicho Choye Derech Talmid HaChachamim, Hachim Yitzhi Yitzhi Yerushutei, Eimelo Kom Yidorim Shemadar Bishirvei Shari Nukon. And then, the Derech of the Baal, before he took up the Chupet, So he used to say, Kom Yidorim Shemadar, Hachim Yitzhi Yitzhi Yerushutei, Harim Nukon. So that's mentioned in the Gemara. But the Rambam put in an extra word that is not mentioned in the Gemara. Kol midorim shenedarti sheyeratzich, atzim kol midorim shenedarti. Why do we add this extra word? The answer is because the Rambam, she came like Rashi, that a bar, a mogul cannot be made there, because midorim that the Darusha took prior to the dish. That's not. And when the Gemara says, Oh, take of the Kedmin this year, it means Kedmin, the body that he took after there. And that is called Kedmin because vis-a-vis the Baal is called Kedmin. So the Gemara uses the expression Kedmin vis-a-vis the Oros as well. So we see from the Roshna Rambam that the Rambam agrees with the Shitara. Now the Bach mentions the Roshna Rambam, the Bach. Here is one of our, the Bach mentioned Roshna Rambam. And then, the Torah also mentions Roshna Rambam. He says, Rochim Zeratam Yechachom Leima. Lo, Kedem Sheikh Nisena, before his Machnus Ha'ol Lechut, Kol Yidorim Shemedar, Mishiratzi, Yumi Fon, Yechim Yimarov Yidim 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 Yidim. So, he says, Nicht der Befehl Klaro, darf ein Beit, der ist auch nicht gekommen. So, immer wo kommen die Dorin, die Vater sind, sind die Darbe von Menschen, aber die wollen nicht in der Bar, als ich die Konnex der Schüsse, immer wo kommen die Dorin, sind die Darbe, als ich die Konnex der Schüsse, aber immer vor. Wie soll ich mehr, aber die Gott auf Rabbeinu, kommen die Dorin, sind die Darbe, die Scherast. Wie nur vor, die Maschma, wo mit dem Schwier so läuft, wie er lebt, וכי למעשה נעם למשל המשנה. זה אומר לכל המדורים של דעת עד שלא יקום של יפים. ומשנה זה לא מנשן את הוורד שרק נתנו קש. גם הרמב״ם תקשר את הדעלה. והצמאת קוטו משרק. והוא תאים. שזה נפה, נראה שכך הוא יסוף לעשות המילים. מייסתם, they had that deal to me. But even though the Bach says that they probably had a different deal from the Mishnah, but it still does not say that according to the Rambam, so a Nohu cannot be made for the case in the story that she took before this. Why? Because there is a Gemara Meforesh. But we see that Rashi, the Meforesh, explains the Gemara differently than most of them. So because of that, he says that the Rambam, so the Bach says, that the Rambam, she says also that the Nohu is made for the case. And the Bach says that because the Bach apparently, the Bach didn't have the theory, so he didn't know that there is a shikas for the shame, that the Nohu cannot be made for the case, made for the story that was taken prior to the Jewish. So the Melee considered it as a portion, that that a novice can be made for the Kaidim. So because of that, so he gives a tariff. He says, the Rambam probably had a different view than the Mishneh. Not that the Mishneh implies that Midori prior to Vishni, so the novice cannot be made for together with that. But he says, seeing the derech of Talmid HaChachon was that to make sure that his daughter should not have any daughter, because otherwise, so that it would be the derech, the practice of the father, and just before his daughter is ready, is the chuppah, to say, Talmid HaChachon is dark uniform. Why do we say that? Because he doesn't want his daughter to have the daughter. So Mimele, the same father was so scrupulous and so attentive to the possibility that that his daughter might have the daughter, and he doesn't want her to have the daughter. Because of that, he made such a declaration that Komidori Shemidar, you before him, obviously the same father, before she was Mikodeshet, he also made such a declaration. So mainly it's not necessary. So this declaration is the second declaration, because if he's so scrupulous now, if he's so careful now, so he was just as careful before the Kiddushin. And so he probably, in Astam, made a similar declaration before he was made fair, his daughter was Kiddushin. So the name as far as the dogging that he took prior to the Mishnah concern, so that became an old already as a result of the previous declaration. So now he doesn't have to mention the dogging that he took prior to the Mishnah, because don't be dogging already, you know. So that's why the Rambam mentioned Mishnah, but of course that is the day hard. I mean, and the only reason as why the Bach says that is because the Bach assumed, he took it for granted, that there is no Shidus of Rishayim who say that the novus cannot be made for the Kaidim. But we see that there is a Shidus of Rishayim, so Mimele, the place that in the Rambam is, that the Rambam who agrees with Rashi and those Rishayim. Alright, you hear Rabbi Shmuel Tone? So, according to the first question of the morning, the reason is to the mocker for this halacha that Farhut, so the Av and the Orus have dual jurisdiction, is from the Kotzik Hoyosir. Either because Hoyosir must have reference to Ahuso, because he saw there is another Kotzik, or because Fiyah himself implies Dushi. But when Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Shmuel says, Rishmuel, in Abdite, Mikamri, Aram Roto, Sheobio, Ubayo, Mithidim, Doreo. In Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, in Hoya Seal, Mishmael, Ray, making way, Lidoch, Lidoch, the Rodos Rabbi, there's a girl said Rabbi, Lina the Rabbi, because the Dalohe, the Gemara mentioned that I, Matish, Kate, May Havaya, Shio, Kate, Havaya, Shino, that makes a bow from the place of the Supriyat. From the place of the Supriyat. So that we learn out because of the Eshet. Matthew speaking of Ayashi or speaking of Ayashi. The Rabbi Haidi Tone to the Rabbi Shmuel Manasile. The Boyle Rima Shabal made from the Dome to the name of the Dome. All right, Rabbi. The Rabbi Shmuel Tone to the Mishnah of the Dikei Yisrael in Aram Rosh of the Abayim Shemuel. The Mashmalei to the Aram Rosh Haidi. מלכות איתה הופרו בנוראו ובסביר ומלסום החוב מביטי ואבי איש משמע דאוב ובאו מפיר מברך ומסור נגיד רבי שמואל מול יפיר מהיו בפרי נגמור את הבני של נגיד הדרב יום הראשון מה תשכים הבא יפיר נגיד הבא יפיר ורבו לו נשכיר עלי גיטר את מה עשמי איף גד חול אין הר אמרות ובאו בא יפיר מברך ותחין הבא יום בא יפיר מברך הוא יפיר להקיד יפיר ובקיינו וכן נגיד איתו נגיד רבי שמואל פה מתחוז עם הוא יפיר להחליט אהבה יש לי גלו או מתחיל את הביקייט לי נולה או זה שמי מה במעט נולה לא יבוא יקרוך הנה זה יסקן לי דבי פאו חי נגיד לסלאב ואין לך בוא נולה לי בלבד תזדק כדי שלא עושה זה די אחר אין בר מזה קודם אבל לא הוא נגיד לי תהיה בזה פרקיאב after he became Jew, must have made the Zabiyah, right? The same. So what is the Ram saying? The Ram is saying the Chinek. In other words, the people without the posse. Without the posse. So in order to be able to be made by the king. Is that a small? Now why? Is that a small? Is there a posse? We can understand. But is that a small? Why should a noble be made there? Why should a noble be made there? To be able to be made by the king. Is that a small? So he says, Yeshua, so he doesn't have enough. In other words, because by Yeshua, so the Baal is the only one who has jurisdiction. So the mayor, because the king didn't have jurisdiction. Matthew is in by all. So there is dual jurisdiction, and he doesn't there ask. There is no occasion. He couldn't have taken a letter before she was born. So the mayor, he is always candidate. But the question is this, who vis-a-vis ask? There is no occasion. But it requires the annulment of both, of the Av and the Ohus, and vis-a-vis the Ohus. So taking him, he took an Eda before the Jews, so he did not have any jurisdiction. He did not go, how can he be made here without the Jews? That's right. So this he mentioned in the name of Arad Shmuel. I hope I'm about to Arad Shmuel now. So this has to be explained on the basis of what I mentioned before. Then, but what I mentioned before, I said it in the right book, so the right book says that. But this looking in the land also has to be based upon that even though there is dual jurisdiction, but there is a basic distinction between the jurisdiction of God and the jurisdiction possessed by the Baal, because God really has jurisdiction over the matter. Before he becomes possessed, so he has own jurisdiction, but because of this, that is to be something also, so then there is the Ohus in the Yaakov. The Ohus in the Yaakov. So the Ohus can be in Yaakov. So the Melech, see, the primary jurisdiction is possessed by God, and the Ohus, jurisdiction is based upon the fact that he is in Yaakov. So the Melech is a lot smaller. The father together with the Ohus can be made clear even his daughter that she took before the Jews. Alright, we have it. Hold it on the next one now, the grave. So, Lema, oh, the daughter is the daughter of the world, the daughter of the Sane, Dine Mayo, the grave. Lema, the Abao, made for the to the Neo, the Neo. The Neo, 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 the castle is the small dwarf. The castle is handed the small dwarf to the male of the Lord. You know, eh? The end of the castle. You can hear it. So, in other words, so this is the double portion. That the Baal can only be made there certain types of dwarf, not only dwarf. One is in the method, one type, one category of Nidori, that is about to make for the method, that's about out of it, basically, by the sword, and also the Nidori. So that is deduced from the process. But, how about an Av? How about an Av? Can an Av, let's say an Av over New York, not an Av, an Av over New York, does an Av have jurisdiction to be made there over the Nidori of his bar? Not after in the effect, or just as the Baal Seach is limited only to in the effect, you already know, so an Av Seach is also limited. So the Ram says, the Reiche, the Baal, the Meister, the Brieche, El Nidori, the Eichem, the Nidori, 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 How do we know that the north can only be the Tiflis? How do we know that the north can only be made the Nidorim to the Nidorim How do we know that the north can only be made the Nidorim to the Nidorim? Mahabal in this area, I was going to the village in all, and going to live in the text. So the Rambam is telling, and the Rambam is saying that the art can be made of it. So what will the Rambam do with the caution in the street? Now, what the Rambam says, the great deal of the Tzidor in our house. Kolandorim vashvuit for all Meisir v'yeshom. Nema kum zareo v'sorech. Avrat, Kolandorim vashvuit. Avrat, bau! In yochel hosher alo kum dorim vashvuit v'yeshom v'yeshom. Oy shei yizvorim ki v'neil yishom. Kei v'yishu yom yodro shu v'yishu yishu 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 yishu. So the Chachmanun inquired of the Rambam, and the Rambam, answered them. So the Tamsis of the Rambam Shubay was the Chachmanun, the King Yochanan, according to the decree, there is a special aloche that the Nath can only be made and the Nath can only be not. Not Kongo, but since our Gemara was mentioned in discussion, as we did it, about the Tiyach of Yah, does not mean to be seen. So it's a raya that this Yalkutse is the Shittas Yochid. Some to clear a Shinen says, and it's the only way that the Yalkutse is the Shittas of Shinen. But our Gemore does not agree with the Shittas. This is what I'm saying. Now, or the Mitzvah is mentioned in the Shittas. Shuv Moshot Lechach Lulim, Sheshor Ha'awar, Yizel Shema, Ho'yiro Yimeinu, Kimei Yotirotel, Kari Yitzvim Ma'atishov Lebar, וכן נשכת לדור, מדכתיב בנות ביתית אל איש וישתי, ובאו אל המסגר על המסגר עם נפש, וידוע, כל דכתיב גבי באה כאילו תאחית, ויפורש בו נרבים לפירוס מרופה. שובו, זה יתעשי לו בד העירו לו מישר אינסטור, כל חופן, וכמו יומי נשיישבתי לדור הזה. והדובו ידוע, שרדיב ראיתי הקט המפורש וכתרים, אין אור מסגר על המסגר עם צבא ומסגר, כמו שפירוסון. אבל כושר לי דובר זה יום עם רבי ואומרתי שדבור מלו ובדה לרשימה להם ובדה ששם תוכלי רשימה יהיו הלוכה בדה להבשות את דמור מלאי שלו ניסו לאילו מלתי ההתת ביחוד משני התלמיד זה לא יתפס ולנמה בדמור אל הוכה ועתן לבניש ולישתי לנוב לביטי מלאמי כבאו מלתי לדבור שבנה לדמור and he doesn't say and up. So he just says, well, I'm Jabal. So he said, I have said, according to our Gemara, only Baal, even if. Crazy because of our head is the door of the Shabshina to the tree. Hello. All right. This is what I'm going to say. Now, the other is saying more than the Rambam. So, the Rambam is not the Yochi in there. Now, the two, in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph says as follows. Dino Adin Bitei, Kichol Din Abal Yishne, Chutz Mizeh, Sho Ab Yochel Hokel Bitei, Kishocho, Sha'arishon Bitei, the only difference between an Ab and the Baal is that the Baal cannot access the Chochem to be made from the Great Spirit. Because the Baal is made from the Mayor. Matthew in the Ab, so not only does he have to pay a Chapore in the capacity of the Father, but he can be Yochel Munchem. So he can be made there the Midori of his daughter, the Keirat Chochem. But even the Baal, even the Baal in the Yochid Mumche, he cannot be called Baal Tish. So that's the only difference. Then he said, the Arambam Kosar, Shehov Nechal is Dike, Kol Yidan in Yidon. In other words, only Yidon, not only in Yidon, in Yidon. The one here, the Arad Rab Yechiel Chilek, Kedem Shepitzol, Arad Rab Yechiel, he agrees with the Rambam, but he makes a certain thing. והרב רבי חיל חיל, קדם שמסר אותו מי שכל מי דובר. אבל מסר אותו, מתאבל וכל רובי ראשיתם, או זה מי תראה למידרי מנת. So when he mentions the shite of הרב רבי חיל, and he says that he agrees with the Rambam, but with one modification. And then he says, ועדי יום יורוד באו לו יחיל את זה. According to the Lord, so it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. But Harav Rabbi Yechiel says he agrees with the Rambam. And Kedem Shemitah also, he agrees with the Rambam. He can be made a Midori that are not in the Nefesh, that are not doing it, you know. Masheike, Lachas Yishar also, Avu Yishar also, Meitah Baal, Vichot Rolir Yishitah, all in the nature of a leader in the nature. So not only in the case of his also in the old in the life, then of course Rabbi Yechiel will say that he cannot be nature, he's not in the Tanakh in the nature of the nature. But even if it's nature about and he's faithful and he's just real, so he still cannot be nature of a leader in the nature. So I think that Rabbi Yechiel agreed with Peter Rambam, but Arab Rabbi Yechiel was bothered by the Moshe, by the Yalfute in the city. Yalfute in the city. So the Rambam says, now the more is free, can be Yalfute in the city. But Arab Rabbi Yechiel apparently considered that as the Bechad. So the Mela, Arab Rabbi Yechiel applied the Moshe of the city to an Av whose daughter was in Sarso, and then it was made Sabal, and hopefully, as you say, so in such a case, since it is based upon the aloche of his Krishna, which is a Baal Ab, so in Mele, the Ab cannot have more authority than the Baal, because it's on the basis of Yehusha, of the Keach Baal. So when the decree makes this drosh, a hekesh between Ab and Baal, it doesn't have reference to the Keach Ha'av over a Bat of New York, but it has reference to the Keach Ha'av over the Bat that was in Sarso and made old, and it's in Sarso and it's about. So then, this Keach is limited to the Keach of the Bat. But in case, if it's New York, so then Arab Rabbi Yechiel agrees with the drama. So in other words, why did the two mention it? It seems that this is what the Torah wants to imply, that even though Arab Rabbi Yechiel is agreed with the Rambam, but it's for different reasons. The Rambam is made